In the name of Jesus, Psalm 89 verse 19. Then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Exalted by what means? I have found David my servant with my holy oil. Have I anointed him? Speaking on the subject, anointing for lifting.
I enter the Holy of Holies. Lord, I enter to the blood of the Lamb. Worship you, Lord. I enter to honor.
Anointing for lifting. Scripture makes it clear that the anointing of God is a major tool for the lifting of people. David was lifted by the anointing. My horn shall thou exalt like the horns of the unicorn. I shall be exalted with fresh, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 10. Saul was lifted by the anointing. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head, kissed him, and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? The anointing is a lifter of lives, a lifter of destinies. Very quickly this morning, how does the anointing lift? Number one, the anointing exerts a direct lifting power. Direct. It exerts power to lift. The way a lift is powered, an elevator is powered to help you through it. A skyscraper. The way a forklift or a man lift that kind of vehicle or truck that lift people up to do electrical works on light poles and those kind of things. The same way they are wired to lift. The anointing carries a direct lifting power. It takes you up. Secondly, Of course, we looked at that already in Psalm 89 and in verse 19. Secondly, the anointing dismantles burdens and destroys yokes. Isaiah 10:27. The meaning is, by the agency of the anointing, yokes and limitations and burdens that prevent your lift are shattered. They are scattered. That is, those things, whether anywhere it came from, that does not want your head to lift, can be broken by the power of the anointing. Thirdly, the anointing is oil for light. And light is key to both lift and flight. An anointed person is someone who has been oiled to catch light. Exodus 25 and in verse 6 talks about the oil for the light. Exodus 27:20 also talks about oil for the light. And once light comes, you rise, you shine, you fly. Isaiah 61. Meaning is, the anointing opens your eyes to see what you never saw. The anointing is key to insight, is key to revelation. And revelation brings elevation. The unction brings revelation. Revelation brings elevation. Higher levels of the anointing equals higher levels of insight. If we are anointed alike, we'll see alike. So the anointing has a direct lifting power. The anointing breaks the yokes and the limits that don't want you to rise. And the anointing is oil for light. Fourth, number four, the anointing releases graces and giftings in the life of the anointed. Graces and giftings. And the graces and giftings are relevant for liftings. Releases graces and giftings. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing. Healing was in him. Healing was a possibility, but it never manifested until he came out of the waters of Jordan. Until David was anointed in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. Nobody knew that he had a gift. Nobody knew that he was the most talented instrumentalist in Israel. But when the anointing came on him, his gifts came alive. And when the gift came alive, the king sent for him to the palace. The anointing releases upon you graces and giftings that guarantee your liftings in life. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Someone here, pastor here, minister of God here, get ready to experience graces, gifts that that you haven't seen before by the oil that will come upon you today. A businessman, a political person, get ready to experience giftings and graces in your life today such as you have never seen before. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, the anointing brings the fragrance of favor. And like you know, favor is crucial for lifting. Brings the fragrance of favor. Exodus chapter 30, verse 23 to 25. It says, take thou also unto you principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And you shall make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. The NIV calls it oil, the New Living Translation, Good News Bible, is after the art of the perfumer, of the perfumer. Please, I'm near your truth, verse 25. After the art of the apothecary, verse 25, it shall be a holy anointing oil. Anointing oil was made of aromatic perfumes, aromatic oils, oils that carry aroma. So that in those days, when the priest that is anointed passes, nobody need to tell you, the fragrance fills the air. It fills the air. That is exactly what an anointed person is in the realm of the spirit. When you are really anointed of God, you have been perfumed by God. It is a fragrance of favor. You have been perfumed by God. And that perfume is a door opener. That fragrance of favor, like it was in Queen Esther. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. You know, it was also the oil, aromatic oils that they bathed themselves with in the book of Esther. And in chapter 2, verse 15, as Esther found favor, verse 16, the king sent for her. They will send for you today. They will send for you today. I don't know how you came here, but the oil that is coming on you today is going to take you up. I don't know how you came in here today, but anything that has placed a limit on your life, by the anointing today, the yoke shall be scattered. And it doesn't take time, it takes a touch. That woman said, he was expecting some fire prayer for a man that was literally paralyzed. And he said, you are healed. That was not a prayer. That was a decree. You are healed. And walked your way. And he's healed. Those graces in your life that have been hidden, today it shall be manifested. You are saying amen. Say it like a believer. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. Yeah. The anointing will cause your voice to be heard. Yeah. And that anointing this morning will change the smell of your life. It will change the aroma of your life. It will change the fragrance of your life. Are you ready at all? Lift up your right hand. There are many keys to the anointing. But two major keys. First, is committed service. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil. Committed service. Backed up with the heart of servanthood. You refuse to be a master. God doesn't anoint masters. He anoints servants. You refuse to, you remain a servant in God's hands. You remain with a heart of humility perpetually. And second is submission. Submission. Submission to anointed, to God-ordained anointed vessel. Your God-ordained. God could not send any other person to anoint Saul but Samuel. And Samuel submitted. Saul submitted. He said, there is a seer here. Let's look for him. He couldn't send another person to anoint David but Samuel. Not everybody carries your oil. Not everybody. Not everybody carries the oil that is needed for your head. Not everybody carries the hair oil that is needed for your destiny. Not everybody carries the oil that is needed for your next level. That is needed. There are people just moving about carelessly, surrendering their head to just anybody. There are people who lay hands on you, something leaves you. Instead of something entering, something left. There are people who pour oil on you, pour. Somebody was telling me how somebody was anointing him, and the prayer the person was praying was more of curses than blessing. Yes. Human beings are wicked. Not everybody carries the oil that you need. And when you find the oil that you need, submit to it. Camp with it. It changes your life. It fights your battles. And let me say something and then I'll end. Even if you have found the right oil, your heart disposition determines the dimension of the oil that comes on you. The dimension. The flow, then the dimension. Because the same anointed vessel who carries the oil carries different dimensions of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are people the same father anointed them, but different results. Different dimensions. It is all dependent on the heart. The anointed vessel has different vessels he uses to administer the oil. Different containers. Depending on who is being anointed. It was not the same container that was used for Saul, that was used for David. No. When it was Saul, he carried a vial of oil. When it was Samuel, the oil was inside the horn. David. The same father. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, he anointed Saul from a vial. And Samuel took a vial of oil. That is more like a vase, more like a teacup or something. For Samuel, He said, for David, he said, fill thy horn with oil. Because this guy's heart is set, and I want you to put on him a warrior's mantle. Fill your horn with oil. And he filled the horn. So whereas Saul was anointed from a plate, David was anointed from a horn. By the same person. By the same person. I don't know what is going to come on you today. It is not the vessel carrier that determines, it is the heart of the person that determines what God will direct. He didn't say to Samuel, carry your vial of oil and anoint David. No, this man needs a horn. I want to give him something stronger. I want to give him something heavier. And beyond that, he's a major fighter. I don't want him to lose the battle. Position a horn on his head. Stand up on your feet. Place the horn on his head. I don't know about you, but I don't want ordinary plate. The oil is good. But if it is from a horn, I'll be all right. The wickedness in the world is too much. The devil and his angels, agents are too restless. We need the horn. And it takes a heart to connect that horn. So we say, but we're going to the same church. Do we have the same heart? What do I ever submit it to the same spiritual father? Do we have the same spiritual alignment? Do we think alike? Very, very important. Very, very important. Lift up your right hand and let's appreciate him. Mashallah. Lika paparata Shuma lagarada galaya da balabada balada Sikoko bagalagada
The key of the song.
Head and just worship in a moment. Lord, I come before you today. Give me the heart of service. And I come before you today with the heart of submission. Thank you. And lift your hands. I need that fire. I need that oil. I need it today.
Your hands high and just worship.
judgment on you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere and say, Father, I have come before you today for the unction, the anointing, for a lifting. Today, Lord, I connect with lifting power. Today, I decree against every yoke, every bondage of my life, that they be broken by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, today I ask for light. Open my eyes by this anointing to see what I haven't seen before. In the name of Jesus. Father, release your graces and giftings in me, through me. Father, let the fragrance of favor flow by the anointing on my life today, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak it to God.
It is enough.
In the name of Jesus, leave the bottles of oil. Lift it higher. I see a veil being torn. A veil. A blanket. A covering. It's a veil from somebody's life. Then a veil from somebody's eyes. And a veil from the ears. You will see light out of scripture. You will see revelations in the spirit. The gifts that have been covered will be exposed. That's right.
Come and take your place, oh Lord, in my life. Come and take your place in my life. Come and take your in my life, come and take your place in my life. Come and take your place.
Leave the hands, leave the oil on.
Come and take your place, Lord. Come and take your place, Lord.
The oil on, and from this moment the presence of the Lord shall be visible upon you. The fragrance of your life, your ministry, your destiny is changing, and the limitations, the yokes, the bodies, the bondages, the shackles of hell placed on your life shall be scattered now. Every yoke of sickness and yoke of affliction and yoke of disease is breaking right now. Yeah. Father, that's right. Take a little of the oil in your hand. Close the bottle. Close the rest. Just close it tightly. Drop it. And then lift up your hands. Lift it high and just pray in the spirit a little bit. Talk to God. What are you receiving? What is coming upon you now? Yokes are breaking, wombs are opening that were barren.
That's what we are to as a prayer.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. Do something, Lord. Somebody who was crawling is about to start running. People thought you were running before. You're about to just take off in the air. Lift your hand high. Father, let the oil flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the oil flow. At the count of seven, you place your hand on your head with that oil and scream power and then blast in tongues. Anything is possible when that happens. Father, let the power flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Let it flow.